Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighteon, and today I'm joined in studio by Dr. Ed Group, the founder of Global Healing Center. And today we're talking about spike protein detox, what works and what doesn't work. Welcome to the show, Ed. It's great to have you
here. Thank you, Mike. It's great to see you again.
It's great.
Love your studio. Love everything about your warehouse, your operations here. It's just been enlightening and amazing to hang out with you.
Well, it's far too long since we got together, so I'm really having a lot of fun hanging out with you. Just so our audience knows, your company and my company are partnering on a product line together, all formulated by you, all the lab testing by us. And here's one of them is the elderberry echinacea combination. Show us what's on the side of the desk there. Yeah, those are some of your products that we're carrying at our store. That's why you're here, but that's not the topic of this conversation. For this conversation, we want to know from your research, is spike protein toxicity, is it something that can be solved nutritionally? Now, I also want to caution you about, you know, FDA and FTC regulations. So we're not going to talk about any specific products here. We're going to talk about general principles. But you can talk about other approaches out there, whether you think they work or do not work in terms of dealing with spike protein toxicity. So what does your research tell you on that point?
Well, let me go back in time a little bit to when the pandemic happened, and I was one of the advisors on the COVID task force for the president. And our team was to search for anything that could be used to help heal the body of the symptoms that they might have been going through with this so-called COVID pandemic that we were being led to believe was some serious situation. Very, very shortly on, we knew that this was basically a hoax. But we were bringing in different types of products and different types of natural things and submitting those to the White House. And we knew fairly early on that those were not being looked at or not being implemented. So that's when our research began. And then we disassociated from that, the team, and then I had my own research team. In conjunction, I also follow people like you and follow people, all around that are bringing in research. Not just one person can do it, but I've been doing research my whole life, starting with the root cause of disease research team how I really got into this 25 years ago. And so what we've discovered and other people have discovered is that exactly what we've been talking about, and even in 2017 and 2018, when myself, you, Alex Jones, we were all starting to come out and saying, listen, this is their plan. Their plan, and anyone could read it if they dig deep enough, is to create a transhumanism population, but to kill off the majority of the population. They're useless eaters. And to create a pandemic that they could use to where people would literally be in so much fear they would be lining up to get injected with whatever they were going to
inject them with. A depopulation bioweapon.
It's a bioweapon. That's exactly what it is. It's not a vaccine. It's a bioweapon. So what we found is the rabbit hole gets very, very deep. When you look at lipid nanoparticle technology, when you look at hydrogel technology, when you look at the patents of the quantum dot technology, the ability really to create another strand of DNA, but to use nanotechnology to control humanity.
Right.
Either kill humanity or control humanity, depending on what they want to achieve. So what we've identified, and right now there's a lot of chaos and there's a lot of confusion out there. You know, there's many different doctors that are going to these, you know, conventions, that are talking on social media channels, and they're all talking about this spike protein. Out of looking at everybody's research, I would say that and evaluating the patents and looking at, if you can find them, you know, clinical trials or studies, which I'm not really that big of a fan of anyway, because most of them are falsified. I would say that Dr. Brian Artis's research is the closest to what's really going on. And then also Karen Kingston's stuff regarding the deep look into the patents of the quantum technologies that are involved. But if you remember, a lot of people have forgotten this, but during Operation Warp Speed was also Operation Telecommunications going on at the same time. Those videos have been pretty much wiped clean, but there are still a few videos out there of President Trump with the telecommunications operators saying, we're going to put in as many towers as we possibly can, as fast as we can. And it all makes sense when you start lining things up of how they're doing this whole process. You know, what we're hearing is, oh, spike proteins, but it gets way, way deeper than that is what we're finding.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about external activation of perhaps self-assembling nanocircuits and things like that.
Absolutely,
the body, right?
Absolutely.
That's what a lot of Karen King's research.
It even goes back to David Icke's research and the reptilians is what we're finding working with Dr. Artis. It's mind-blowing when you start looking at the symbolism of snakes and then combine that with David Icke's research on the reptilians, and you start understanding more and more that the snake mRNA glycoproteins makes the mRNA very resistant. mRNA is very... Yeah.
Hold on. The venom peptides are a very real thing. I just want to say something to clarify to the audience. You know, I think David Icke has been vindicated in so much of this. And now David Icke, I mean, even I years ago, first time I heard David Icke talking about some of this, I'm like, this dude's nuts. How could this possibly be the case? You know, it was so off the wall at the time, right? It's just like, wow, are you kidding me? And then... little by little, it comes out that all the things that David Icke was warning about are actually true. You know, we learn about the royal bloodlines and the consumption of the ambrosia, which is the blood of children. You know, and then you find, oh, there's an FDA-approved ambrosia transfusion center in California taking blood of youth and selling it to the wealthy elite. Like, that was an FDA-approved company, by the way. So... again and again, and then when Brian Artis came out, and you know, a lot of people didn't believe what he was saying either. You know, about venom, snake poisons, or let's say molecules modeled after, you know, cone snail peptides,
venom peptide,
toxins, and so on. Dr. Artis, he's not saying that anybody went around the world like milking snake fangs. He's saying that the molecules are modeled on the venom peptides. And then I did a couple of deep dive research articles on Natural News looking at all that there are companies that license venom peptides to the pharmaceutical industry. And you can go in, you can license peptides of the cone snail, of the Gila monster, of the black widow, and they use these in medicines. So they were right. They were right the whole time. I want to say that publicly, you know, to David Icke and Dr. Brian Artis, because it's easy to mock them, but they actually had it right the whole time.
Now, because of the stability in those peptides, in those venom peptides, they're extremely powerful and strong. It's very hard to degrade those.
Right.
And that's why they're using them. And it fits perfectly into the whole reptilian agenda. And looking back even, you know, thousands of years ago where they used snakes and poisons and things like that to control and the whole satanic agenda. So what we've identified is what we're looking at is, okay, what is their plan? Like, how are they trying to really get us infected or kill us or to transhumanize us? And the first thing that we found was that they're trying to attack our DNA, okay? And our DNA, to a certain degree, especially with the people that have received the bioweapon, will produce these spike venomous glycoproteins. And if you look at a venom glycoprotein, it looks exactly like the molecule that they're showing is COVID. The little circle with all the spikes on it. So it's basically what they're saying is COVID is actually a venom, a peptide glycoprotein organism that can create all kinds of damage in the system. So we have the areas that we're trying to address on our research team is, okay, so let's say that somebody does do that, or let's say now they're putting mRNA, growing it in vegetables, They can spray it in the air. It can be in the water. They're injecting cattle with it. So, you know, eventually we're probably going to, if we haven't already, all be exposed to different types of venom peptides and mRNA.
Right. Well, just be clear. We know they're injecting pork with it, but the cattlemen's groups out there are saying not yet cattle.
Well, in the U.S.
Right. So, but they're not saying that they won't do it soon.
They're not saying that they won't do it. But then again, you know, what kind of water are they feeding to the cattle? What kind of food are they feeding to the cattle? You know, that there's...
Yeah, I think it's only a matter of time before they adopt
it's just
mRNA
what I'm saying
vaccines,
is it's probably... Their main mission is to get it in every single one of us because they want it, and they want us to administer it to ourselves.
You know, yeah, they want you to line up and take the shot. But also they want you to shed on other people.
Exactly.
In other words, the unvaccinated, the only way they're going to poison the unvaccinated is to get the vaccinated. It's like this. No, check this out. You know how you can buy an ant poison that the ant picks up and takes back to the nest and kills the other ants that didn't get the poison? That's the vaccine. It's like they're going to make the vaccinated spike protein generators to poison the unvaccinated. Same thing.
Sharing bodily fluids with people and all of that. Yes, absolutely.
Right.
So we have the DNA aspect of it. You know, they're trying to, you know, transhumanize our DNA. So that's one area that we need to find a solution for. How do we reverse the damage done from a extraterrestrial or some sort of an other animal type mRNA that they've put into us? And the second thing is you have to understand which is really the breaking news that I'll share today, which is we've just uncovered in the last month, really last couple months, is an area that no one is looking at. And that's kind of what, when you look at these evil people, they're going to show you and everybody's going to be talking about this. But what you should really be asking is what's behind that? What's behind that? What are they really doing?
You mean beyond exterminating the human race?
Beyond the narrative of the DNA and the in our cells and attacking our cells and the mRNA going into our cells.
Okay.
What we found is that's not really their main mechanism of action. That's what everybody believes, but that's not what their really main mechanism of control and destruction is. What we've uncovered is it goes like this, and they're attacking our cells, but our cells are still pretty resilient because we have two components to our original cell structure. We have a physical component and we have a spiritual component. The spiritual component is our vibrational signature that is exclusive to us only. That's why we're all a little bit different. And it's just like you cut your leg off and you can take a picture, curly and photograph, and you can still see the energy of the leg. Uh-huh. So you have phantom leg pain, they can still feel their toes.
Right. There's an energetic structure of the physiology.
Yeah. So science looks at the physical part of the DNA and they discount the spiritual part of the DNA, which is our God-given electric vibrational quantum signature specifically to us. That's a little bit, they're still, I think, trying to figure out how, you know, they're trying to play God, but I think they're still trying to figure out how to alter that. But they know how to alter the physical DNA, okay?
Right, right.
And that's and been proven with CRISPR technology and
protein and synthesis and exactly. Ribosomes, yeah.
So that's the first thing. What do we, you know, our research team is like, okay, how do we protect our own DNA? What do we do? How do we, let's say if someone does receive the bioweapon, and they do have those changes take place, which, by the way, it's extremely difficult to test to see what amount of DNA damage that someone actually has. I've talked to Ryan Cole on the phone, Dr. Ryan Cole, and I'm like, do you know of a way that we could send somebody in and they can, of a test we can use and say, oh yeah, your DNA is now 10% reptilian or your DNA has been damaged or you're starting to grow a third strand or whatever.
But there's no easy way to do that. I mean, you'd have to you'd have to assess every cell.
And they know that.
Yeah.
They know that's why this is a bioweapon, because they know you can't go get tested and say, oh, I only have 30% of my original DNA left or whatever.
It's extremely difficult to
be able to test for this stuff that they're using.
Yeah, but I think some of these globalists, if there was such a test, they would only test like 2% human.
Well, see, people say, well, right? Why are they doing this to themselves? I get that question. It's like, they already are part reptilian. The people at the top, they're already, you know, they've been in.
Like you think they have a different DNA. They actually have different DNA.
I think they already have a different DNA. I've literally seen pictures of some shape-shifting scenarios that have been sent to me. And I think part of the reason they're sacrificing the children is because they've already been able to inject these reptilian-based genes into children. And the reason they use children's blood is because of the stem cells. And they can then they eat the children, then they drink the blood of the children, they do the adrenochrome. The urine actually is very similar. Urine is filtered blood plasma. That's all it is. It's the sterile version. It still has undifferentiated stem cells in it with your original code, that your spiritual code. So I think that, you know, all this child sacrifice and all this stuff goes way, way deeper. We don't have time to probably get into how deep it goes.
No, we want to cover the spike protein situation.
So the spike protein situation, the reason why I'm talking so much about DNA is because your DNA can start producing spike proteins. And how do you repair the DNA? Well, we talked about it on your show a little bit. We won't go into that in depth, but we've only found so far two ways that can repair your DNA. One is with urine therapy, and the other one is with water-only fasting. Because those are you cannot go to a supplement store and say, hey, can I have that supplement with my original energetic vibrational code that God gave me?
Right.
The only way you're going to get that is from yourself some way. So those are the only two ways that we know by science. I mean, that Wake Forest did a study and has proved that your urine contains undifferentiated stem cells, and water-only fasting with the studies on autophagy that have been done over the years show that you produce undifferentiated stem cells through, you know, day three or whenever you go into ketosis. So the spike protein produced by your own cells, those are the only two solutions we know about. Maybe there's other ones out there. Yeah, I don't know. But those are the only two that we know about so far.
But how do you, okay, hold on a second. But if your cells have been taken over to some degree to churn out the spike proteins, you're continuing to poison yourself from the inside. And another question, you kind of mentioned this earlier off air, but you know how there are more non-human cells inside the body because of the microbiome, you know, all of the microbiology that's inside your body. Isn't it possible that a lot of those single-celled organisms are being hijacked and being turned into spike protein factories as well?
Well, that's the breaking news, because what we found out is probably 90% of the spike proteins that are being produced in people's bodies are being produced by the parasites. So when I remember I said there was two mechanisms of action that they're really using, and everybody's talking about this one, which is your own cells, but what we're finding out is your cells are a little bit more resilient than what they believed they are. Their main way to attack you, what we're finding out, is through the parasites.
Because when you say parasites,
okay, let's talk about parasites.
Like just single-celled microbes or multicellular?
The true definition of a parasite is anything that lives or does damage to a host mechanism. It's a harmful organism. Right. There's good E. coli and there's bad E. coli. Like there's good auto mechanics, there's bad auto mechanics. There's good fungus, there's bad fungus. I mean, what we're talking about is the negative or the bad. You know, the what they're using. So everybody has, and we've been talking about this for years, Mike, is that one of the main mechanisms of disease today, just like Royal Raymond Rife said, is that all disease has a parasitical component to it. He wrote that in all of his notes, and he even said, I can view living organisms at 100,000x, but there are worlds beyond worlds beyond worlds that I haven't even been able to view yet. Hulda Clark said the same thing. All disease is associated with parasites. Parasites make your body acidic because parasites go to the bathroom in your body. What's a parasite? A parasite is a fungus, a mold, a bacteria, a worm, a spirochete, you know, everything. You know, people just assume parasites are worms, but that's not the case.
Yeah.
A parasite can be another person in your life that's draining the energy from you and the vibrations from you.
Yeah.
Parasite is basically anything that does harm to your body. And now, for the first time ever since we've been alive, not only do we have God-created biological-based parasites, but we have synthetic parasites that are controllable through frequencies. So our cells, our own body cells, might be kicking out, you know, being changed and kicking out a percentage of spike proteins. But why do you think people were getting better on ivermectin? Why do you think people were getting better on hydroxychloroquine?
Anti-parasite.
Why do you think people were getting better on all the anti-parasiticals?
Right.
Because you're killing the main mechanism of action. Now, we can go into a long history and conspiracy that I've been doing over the last few months about how they're incorporating, breaking up families, making people turn to alcohol, which feeds parasites, making people, obesity is rising. They're feeding people more sugar to feed the parasites. And so we have DNA that we need a solution for. We have to get rid of all the parasites in the body. It's the number one thing people need to do right now. They got to get rid of all the fungus, the mold, the yeast, the worms, everything. You know, we're finding that just like doing ivermectin once a week or something like that is not enough. You need multiple different anti-parasiticals specific to that. You need to be on those on a regular basis. It's not do a parasite cleanse once every 6 months. It's like do a parasite cleanse once a week with multiple different things. So killing off all the parasites, what we've been noticing with the different protocols we've been using is all these people's conditions are actually going away.
That's fascinating.
You're getting at the point. What's happening is these parasites are becoming manufacturing facilities.
Wow.
For spike proteins.
Right, right.
And there are multiple. We're testing 40, 50, 60 different types of venoms being produced in people's bodies.
Because we don't really know all the protein synthesis instruction sequences that are in mRNA injections. We don't really know.
No.
I mean, nobody.
No, we don't.
You can't take one of those shots and like sequence it and find out what they all are. First of all, nobody, if you go to a pharmacy and say, hey, I want to buy the vaccine, but I don't want to take it. I just want to like, give me the vial. I want to buy the vial and take it for testing. They will say, no, we can only inject it into you. Right.
Yeah.
Because they don't want you to look at it or study it. They just want you to take it.
So parasites, when exposed, for example, there's a study on mold, and when mold is in your body and it's exposed to electromagnetic frequencies in different ranges. And by the way, these towers that you see everywhere, they have not just installed 5G. They've already installed 6G capabilities. They've installed microwave. They've installed different types of long range
weapon platforms,
acoustical platforms in these towers that you see. So now for example, E. coli, they're using E. coli because it's very resilient, and most of these parasites have other parasites within them.
That's right.
So like a tapeworm can have multiple types of fungus inside of it. It can have multiple types of E. coli inside of it. It is crazy to think of this world that they're controlling, which they're trying to basically turn you into a controllable parasite. And the research that we're finding, for example, if you expose E. coli to certain ranges of 5G frequencies, it causes E. coli to rapidly ingest sugars in the body. And so when the sugar seems to be a major component of these parasites, when 5G is kicked on or any type of these frequencies, it increases the spike protein production or these poison production by 100-fold. Like the mold study was like 400,000 times the replication rate when it's exposed to frequencies.
And you know, that brings up something else. I've noticed that people who are vaccine damaged are hypersensitive to environmental molds and fungi. But that would make sense because they're already, some of those molds or other parasites are already producing in some way the spike protein toxin internally. So they're already close to their tipping point of what their system can handle. And then a little bit of external exposure crosses that tipping point, and then they have horrific side effects.
Right now we're finding that everybody's different. Some people have really, really bad side effects, especially diabetics, and just depends on lifestyle, sugar consumption, alcohol consumption, your proximity to different 5G towers.
Right.
Most people don't know that Comcast routers in your home already have 5G capabilities turned on. If you read the 20-page list, you will see that they can use the router inside your house to turn on 5G. You have to call them up and ask them to disable it from your wireless router inside your home, and mm-hmm. you have to go through a whole process to do that.
Are you talking about just the Wi-Fi operating on 5G
frequencies?
I'm talking
about the Wi-Fis that you have in your home, the routers that you transmit your Wi-Fi through your house. Most of them now actually have 5G capability. 5G is the downfall of 5G is it doesn't travel that far. That's why they cut down trees and stuff, because they want to have the 5G frequencies travel further, and that's why they're putting so many towers up, because it doesn't travel that far. But what they really want is they want it inside your home. They want 5G inside everybody's home.
Yeah, and people should be reminded, the G stands for gigahertz.
Yeah.
I mean, that's billions, frequencies in the billions per second, right? And so I think before 5G, the most common one was 2.4G, right? But in terms of like your cordless phones and things like that, and even Wi-Fi. But now it's 5G. And you're right, 5G has a shorter range, but it carries more energy, which means it can cause more damage as that energy penetrates. And it does penetrate the skin. It goes into the blood and it alters the blood. You know, we've done stories about how it creates peroxynitrites in the blood, which are aggressive oxidizers, by the way. It'll just shred your vitamin C content in your blood. Just so if you're taking vitamin C, but you're exposed to 5G, the 5G is nullifying all your vitamin C, leaving you without antioxidants. I mean, a lot of people don't think about this interaction.
It's like what Masaru Emoto said right before he died. Out of all the things he tested that disrupted the crystalline structure of our water, which we should have for proper communication between the cells, because the extracellular fluid, very similar to seawater, is used for cellular communication, and that water should be in a crystalline structure. And he said the only thing that would prevent water from reforming in that crystalline structure was electromagnetic frequencies. When he had those vials of water just in front of a TV.
It's like
it would never go back, because as long as you have those frequencies bombarding your body, it can never reform.
That's what's extraordinary. I mean, given the layers of toxins and assaults, like engineered assaults on the human body, it's almost amazing that we're alive. And I think if it wasn't for, you and I are heavy into nutrition. And, you see what I'm drinking here today, right? And all your products right there and so on. And you and I both, we live this. This is our lifestyle, right? Superfoods and detox and playing mad scientist. I'm doing some interesting stuff with silver. I'll tell you about later on too, that will blow your mind, because I have a lab and I can test stuff. It gives me like crazy new toys to play with. But I believe, and I want to ask you this, I believe if it wasn't for nutrition, I wouldn't even be alive right now. I mean, if it wasn't for the superfoods that I live and that I also promote, I don't think I'd be alive. And I look around, and a lot of people, I mean, some people that I grew up with and went to high school with, already dead.
I know.
Already dead. And I don't feel old. I mean, I'm in my 50s. I don't feel old. People tell me I don't look like I'm in my 50s. You don't look like your age at all. Like, you look decades younger than your chronological age. It's got to be the nutrition.
Yeah.
Protecting us from all these assaults, mm-hmm. And the message to our viewers is that nutrition is available to everybody who chooses to take that in. You can live healthier. You can live longer. You can live a more abundant, happier life with maybe pain-free, certainly a lot less pain if you have chronic pain, but it's not a simple fix. It's not a simple pill. It's not one thing. It's this holistic approach to understanding we live in a toxic world. And we have to take in the right nutrients, and we have to detox the toxins. And like you said, get the parasites out. Otherwise, we will be overrun by them.
Yeah, I would say like the number one priority right now would be to education is always the number one, which is really, you know, what you and I have been doing. People joke around and they say, you know, I've been listening to you for 20 years and you never even talk about your supplements on shows, right, which I don't, right, because it's like the main thing that we want to do is teach people how to become their own doctors, teach people how to be confident, how to clean up their environment, teaching them about the root cause of why they're sick to begin with.
Right.
That's the whole mission, but that it's all wrapped into that. It's like understanding that you are in a toxic world and the importance of cleaning and healing your gut, cleaning the liver out so your liver can process all these things. There's no way we can avoid it. You could live in a bubble, but how much fun would that be? You know, it's like we have to live in this toxic world, but everything is in simplicity. That's what I've always really wanted to get people to know, because there's so much fear. There's so much they've really done a good job at convincing people to look outside of themselves for solutions instead of really becoming that self-confident person and understanding how to take care of themselves. And
right,
of course that goes into the big media conspiracy and degradation and falsities. It's really like big media, big oil and gas, big pharma, big agriculture, all of these big education.
Poisons.
They poison the mind.
They do. They poison the food, poison the land.
They poison, you know.
Absolutely.
Everything else. And so if you just understand the simplicity of that and you just take baby steps and keep changing your life and cleaning yourself up, then you can, you know, create the confidence that you need to be able to not rely so much on mainstream medicine. It's like you're taught, if you have a fever or your baby has a fever, to immediately grab
Take Tylenol
right, or Advil or something to bring the fever down. It's like,
that's crazy.
That's your body's natural immune system working. And if you look at any type of foreign protein or anything that could cause that type of reaction or sickness in your body, and we did this research back in the day when we were looking at hyperthermia for cancer cells, and we really believe that, like just like Rife does, that all cancer is fungus and foreign protein particles that get in and stop the apoptosis process, and then you start getting, you know, that those cells growing and growing and growing. That you have the ability to reverse all that by cleansing out your body and detoxifying your body and giving your system the things that it needs to heal itself, because it really comes down to everybody has a God-given self-healing mechanism.
True.
And all the toxicity that you're exposing yourself to is just suppressing your body's own self-healing mechanism. And so the research we were doing, we found that cancer cells will die around 106.4 degrees. Your normal cells will die around 106.5, but for a little bit longer, you have to expose them a few minutes longer or even up to 15 minutes longer to that high temperature.
That's crazy high temperatures for human cells, though.
Because we've been told those are crazy high temperatures. Now, I mean, my son had got sick one time, and I'll tell you, this is the craziest thing in my 20-something years happened, because I believed that I was testing it out to see if this was really true or not. That's why you heat cancer cells up and they die, but your normal cells will still survive. That would go into the same exact theory that Rife said, that all organisms die. There's no harmful organism that's not going to be killed between 99 degrees and 106.4 degrees. So my son has, both of my sons have had temperatures 102, 103, 104, and it just, boom, the next thing you know, it's gone. They're up playing around, running outside, playing football within 30 minutes. There was one of my sons, one time, where he had a really high fever. It was getting up, and it hit 106. But when it hit 106, I was a little bit nervous, I have to admit. I had an ice bath ready, because I was ready to throw him in an ice bath and just bring his temperature down, you know, really fast. I would not use any type of medicine to do that. I would use cold to do that.
Mm-hmm, right.
And his temperature got to 106, and the strangest thing happened. I had one of those laser temperature readers, and I was literally every second doing this. Like, it was just, it was a constant thing. And it was 106. And the next time I did it, it was 105. It had dropped within 1 second from 106 to 105. And then it went back up to 106. And then it went back to 105.5. And then it went 106.2. And then it went 105 point, it started hovering between 105. And then all of a sudden, one time, it went 106.4. The next time I did it, it went 105.5, 105, 104.5, 104, came, it hit 106.4 for a second. That's all it needed. And then it started falling. It fell all the way back down to 98.6. And this complete shift happened, and he was just completely back to normal.
Really?
And got up and started running around, and that was it. I literally witnessed that myself. And I believe, you know, as healers, you've had many cases where you've had situations that it's almost like God or the universe showing you something if you're willing to, you know, submit to that experiment, if you want to call it or not.
Yeah.
But it's trusting that God is showing you something that you can learn from.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was one of the most important things that I learned is that, and one of the most vital things that's been suppressed from people is just letting your body heal itself.
Yeah. No, see, that's an extraordinary experience that you just related. And, you know, fever is a natural response, obviously, and so is swelling following an injury, for example. And I noticed that, of course, among a lot of people who've been brainwashed by TV ads and big pharma, it's like you said, immediately a fever, they say, oh, take a Tylenol, bring it down. Even they inject a child with a toxic vaccine. And then they say, well, if the child gets a fever, bring it down with Tylenol, which, by the way, can damage the liver, of course, and cause permanent liver damage with acetaminophen. And they never tell anybody, you know, take licorice root first to protect the liver from the damage that can be caused by Tylenol. But then the other thing is swelling. I mean, I'm an active person. I've had injuries and I've had issues where I've had swelling. And then sometimes even some people that I know, it's, oh, you got to bring that down. Like, why? Well, because it's just swelling. You can't have swelling. I'm like, I'm pretty sure swelling brings the blood to the injury that I need to repair. Like, swelling is like a cytokine storm of inflammation on purpose to bring the resources to heal the wound. And all they want to do is put ice on it, right? Like, you put ice on it, how's the blood going to flow to the wound if it's cold and sludgy and not there, not flowing, right? So I never understood what it is about people that they want to block the body's natural response, the healing process. They always want to block it.
It's completely backwards, you know? And sometimes I think to myself, what if every single thing... What if we're just literally like the Truman Show? We're living in this movie.
Yeah.
And what if every single thing that we've been taught has just been fake? It's just a big deception. It's just a big lie.
That's what a lot of people are discovering right now.
Exactly.
It is a Truman Show.
It is. It just, you know, you got to sit back and just watch it all happen and just try to do the best you can for yourself and make sure that you love yourself and not get caught up in all the fear and the anxiety and the stress of everything. And just, there's so much you can do through prayer and meditation to heal the world and heal yourself. And if you really focus on healing yourself and bringing yourself to a whole nother vibrational state, I believe we're really all here to become enlightened beings. We're not, it's like, I've counseled so many billionaires and multimillionaires and all these individuals, and it's like the one, and I just ask them questions. It's like, what do you do for fun? And so many people can't answer that question. They'll just break down and cry. Like, what do you, what makes you happy in
life?
Are
you serious?
No, I'm serious. And they'll always say, and I say, do you have any regrets in your life? Because these are individuals that are very highly successful financially, but they have lost lots of things in their life. And I, one of the things I've learned from all those interviews is time is really the most valuable asset you have. Because what I've always heard from them is, I wish I would have. I wish I would have spent more time with my family. You know, they were so devoted to money and work, which are physical things, which you cannot take with you in the afterlife. And they always say, I wish I would have spent more time with my family. I wish I would have spent more time with my kids. I wish I would have spent more time working on myself, becoming more healthy. I wish I would have spent more time with my spiritual life. You know, so I've learned from them how to balance your life. People should balance their life and evaluate their life and spend more time looking at the things that you do and what you're spending your time doing. You can lose your money and get it back. You can lose your house and get it back. You can lose, you know, many of these things and get it back. But the one thing that you can never get back is time.
That's right.
So it's very important to really utilize your time efficiently and spend time working on yourself, because the more that you become an enlightened being, and by the way, they did that on purpose. They, you know, that's part of their system, to dumb you down, to make you addicted, to make you watch videos for hours on end and not spend time understanding who you really are.
Yeah.
And the power that you really have.
Right, to dissociate you from yourself.
Yeah, disassociate you from yourself. That's the plan.
Well, and I mean, this has been fascinating, but speaking of time, let's wrap up this conversation. But I really honor the time that you're spending with us here. And I think as our viewers understand, this is about so much more than just nutrition or just supplements. This is about healing humanity. This is about even the spiritual layer to all of this, because we are in a spiritual battle here on this planet right now. There are truly anti-life demonic forces that are trying to contaminate us, infiltrate us, bring us down, destroy us, annihilate humanity. That's happening right now. We are living through that. And yet, the power of God and life and Mother Nature is so strong that if you invoke those things and bring them into your life, even the most evil Satanist won't be able to destroy you. Isn't that true?
Yes, absolutely. The real secret to life is that you do have the power within you to create whatever you want to create. It's just you have to start paying attention to yourself and raising your own vibrational frequencies and understanding the things that they're using to lower your vibrational frequencies, which are the poisons and the parasites.
And the psychological warfare, the distractions, the race wars.
And
all
take
stuff
your kids out of school.
Yes, amen.
This next generation is what I'm really concerned about. You know, they are getting groomed now in every way, shape, and form. And we have to do what we should do. Take the responsibility. A family can always raise a child better than an institution.
Absolutely. And there is a groundswell of parents pulling their children out of these toxic schools. And homeschooling is no longer this tiny little fringe thing. Homeschooling is now becoming the only real education that children are getting. Public schooling is an atrocity. It's a brainwashing institution, right? So homeschooling doesn't even happen just in the homes, right? It happens among local community. Like, homeschooling is just local schooling, actually, because the kids aren't just kept in the home. They go out and interact with other kids who are part of this homeschooling network. So they're still getting all the socialization and hopefully not getting shed on by a bunch of vaccinated kids in the public school system that are being, you know, dumbed down on purpose and lobotomized on purpose, right?
Yeah.
So don't you want your kids to be around other healthy kids? That's homeschooling.
And I've spent the last couple of years, and we just launched the globalhealinginstitute.org, which is a platform for educating, and all the courses that we have, we're working with homeschool organizations right now.
Really?
Even in homeschool organizations, they're still missing the vital information about how to teach kids to pay attention to their bodies, how to teach kids how to read labels, how to teach kids basic nutrition, how to teach kids the root cause of disease. So I'm super happy about that. We actually just got certified to accredited to offer a natural health coach certification.
Really? I didn't know that.
That's another thing project I've been working on in the last couple years is because it's all about education. It's what you do 99% of the time is educate humanity. And we have to work on these kids, and there's so much demand right now because there are a lot of people waking up, which is a great thing. And that's what I'm saying. This is great times that we're going through. There's two ways to view it. You can view it as destructive and negative, or you can view it as very positive. And every time we've had a shift, a great awakening, you have to go through a lot of pain and trauma and suffering. It's just like interviewing addicts that have been clean for 10 years, but have spent 20 years in multiple rehab centers. And I've said, well, what was it? What was it that finally broke that? And you've been clean for 10 years. Something had to happen. Every single time they said, I had to hit rock bottom. Huh. I had to lose everything. I lost my wife. I lost my kids. I had to go through the most pain, the most trauma, the most suffering that I've ever gone through in my entire life. Mm-hmm. And then it just clicked, and I've never touched that again. That's what we're going through right now, folks. We're going through, not for everybody. You know, people like us, we've already become awakened, but there's the awakened at the top. Then there's the people in the middle, and then there's the people at the bottom that will never. Those are the ones that watch CNN every day, and those are the ones that are just going to run out for every single bioweapon. That's their destiny. That's their destiny. Maybe some of them are going to wake up and come, but right now there's a huge demand for the people in the middle that are becoming awake, that need us, that are just waking up to this, that are just beginning their journey in this great awakening. And it's up to us, because we all feel like we've been put on this planet to do exactly what we're doing right now.
That's right, yeah.
To help hold the hands of the people in need, and to walk them through and to educate them to the path of enlightenment for this great awakening that's happening right now. Yes, there's going to be lots of death, and yes, there's going to be lots of destruction. But at the same time, this is what we need, because the whole world has been addicted and zombified.
No kidding.
The only thing that's going to awake them is to shake them up and to have them actually go through the pain and the trauma and the suffering.
Shake them to awake them.
There we go. Shake them to awake them. That's what's happening.
All right, folks. We could go on forever, but let's wrap this up. Dr. Ed Group here from Global Healing Center, and again, we're partnering on a really innovative line of products that Ed formulates, and we do all the lab testing. Those are available at healthrangerstore.com. Can you show us a side shot? Yeah, there's some of them right there. Thank you for all that you do, Ed. Thank you for your formulations. I love what you bring into these products. I mean, just top of the world, attention to detail, the research that you do, the passion that you put into this is just unrivaled. Like, nobody brings this to you. Live this. This is your passion. And I just thank God that you're here. And I also thank God that you're here in Texas.
I know.
Because when we first met, I was in Arizona. And remember that?
Yeah,
I was in Arizona.
Absolutely.
And now we're fellow Texans. And you're not that far away, so we can do this again sometime.
Exactly. Yeah. And thank you for everything you do, Mike. I'm been a huge fan, big supporter, and just love everything that you're doing.
Well, likewise.
You're a true patriot, a true man of God, and a true individual who's been enlightened to help humanity.
Well,
so
I don't know about enlightened. I'm still slogging through the muck here on planet Earth, but I'm doing the best I can and trying to bring truth and reality to as many people as possible. But thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. And thank you for watching. This is, of course, brightown.com. Mike Adams, healthrangerstore.com, naturalnews.com. And if you want to go to Ed Group's website, it's globalhealing.com, right?
Yeah, and Global Healing Institute, too, if you want to, teach your kids how to learn about their body and take some courses and maybe even be a certified natural health coach with understanding and learning what no other school out there teaches, which is the truth.
how to fish
on your own, how to become your own doctor.
There you go. Okay. Thanks for watching today, everybody. God bless you. Take care. A global reset is coming. And that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.